Please do be seated. Mary took a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. What a generous act Mary carried out for Jesus. And we're just going to explore briefly this morning her generosity and how we can reflect on living generously using this account of Mary anointing Jesus' feet. I must give due credit to a little booklet by Jonathan Farnhill. He is the generous giving advisor at the diocese. And there's a little booklet called Living Generously, which has helped me as I've reviewed this passage and sought to understand what God is wanting to say to us through this. As we consider the gift that Mary offered, it's often not its material worth that's important, but the generosity with which it's donated. Now, nard indeed is a very expensive perfume, but the actions that Mary carried out were priceless. And there are seven areas that we can consider for ourselves about our generous living. The first is our time. What is the priority about what we do? Mary cared deeply for Jesus, and she showed her tenderness and her care for him. And the challenge to you and to me is, where do we place the value of our time as we offer it to the other? How do we prioritize our time in this so busy world? I think the challenge of today, of course, is how we respond to those other pressures on us, especially social media, the time we spend on email, some of us, or on Facebook or Twitter, or our worship of the idol called TV. It's interesting how we do define where we spend our time, what we decide is important. And it's a challenge to me, to all of us, to think how we use our time for God and for one another. Mary gave Jesus the generosity of her attention. She was so focused on the devotion she was giving to Jesus. An article in the Independent records that our attention span now is probably less than 10 minutes because we are so easily distracted by all that goes around us. And we're often distracted from what we're doing, probably because of that mobile device that we want to look at. I'm sure we've been on the receiving end and we've been talking to somebody and the phone rings and they lose attention and are distracted by that phone. I'm sure we are perpetrators of that. Something we need to just think about in our lives. But if we focus attention, it shows our love and our care for the person that we're addressing, that we are attending to. And we need to think about where we are in the present moment, in the now. And that's where God has called us to be at that moment, talking with that particular person, carrying out that particular task. So the generosity of our attention leads us to recognize the importance of us completing a task, taking it through, spending the necessary time with whoever or whatever it is. The third aspect of living generously that Mary showed was the generosity of wealth. We've already touched on that nard was a very, very expensive perfume. And it was obviously very costly to Mary and her household. to use the nard to anoint Jesus' feet. Perhaps our worship may be costly, and certainly our brothers and sisters as Christians in parts of the world where to express the Christian faith is costly in terms of persecution and maybe costly in terms of their lives. It puts in perspective what it is to live a life of Christian witness. And as we've been exploring over these last couple of 3 weeks, the parish giving scheme gives us the opportunity to review and reflect on what we are giving back to God with what he has blessed us. The fourth element of living generously that Mary displays is generosity of her talent. And here her talent was to show that gentleness and tenderness, what we might call pastoral attention, pastoral care. How are we using our character traits, our talent that God has given us, the particular spiritual gift he might have endowed us with for a time and for a purpose? The Quakers have a saying that we are to respond as we attend to what love requires of us. And so we need to expect, perhaps, for God to use our talent, whatever that might be. We may think we have none, but I assure you, you do. And sometimes we need a Christian friend to help us to see what that talent is that we can bring into our service of God and one another. And the way we use that talent may be something continual. It may be a one-off particular task to be met, or it may be a weekly contribution that we make to the work and worship of this fellowship. And the next aspect of living generously that Mary portrays was about her possessions. And one of the challenges that I am faced with, and perhaps we all are, is do we own our possessions or do they own us? Can we easily give away what we have been blessed with? And what is interesting is that society judges by how we are presented as successful in this modern world, and success can be seen to be what we have acquired. But that's not success in God's sight. We have got to challenge the tyranny of owning things. Perhaps challenge might be over this winter time to clear out the attic, to clear out the garage of the bits and pieces we have accumulated. Maybe perfectly good bits and pieces. And in fact, by decluttering our lives, we may be able to give to others so that they can have the benefit of what we have enjoyed. I took something to the Stanton Harcourt tip the other day, and there's a note there which says, "Let what's been pre-loved become re-loved by giving people the opportunity perhaps to take what we no longer need." And the sixth aspect that Mary generously gave was potentially her reputation. Mary did not act like one would expect a lady to act in that society. She acted more like a common prostitute and would have been seen to have been really degrading herself, potentially ruining her reputation. Having unveiled hair was bad enough in that society. Using it to wash Jesus' feet and to caress his feet was even worse. But because she was prepared to give up her reputation, Jesus redeemed it. In a parallel account in Matthew's Gospel, Jesus says, "Truly I tell you, wherever this good news of what Mary has done is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be told in remembrance of her." And of course, the next account in John's Gospel is when Jesus himself washed the disciples' feet. So he built on her example of love and care by washing the disciples' feet as an act of service for us to follow. Jesus said, "So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet." And finally, Mary gave generously of her comfort. She knelt on this dirty, dusty, probably, floor, giving up her comfort so that she could give to Jesus what she perceived he needed, which was the anointing in advance of his death. Sometimes we may need to put ourselves into an area of discomfort to help someone who is hurt. Perhaps we might need to put ourselves out to where it's dirty and wet and cold. And sometimes we need to give up the comforts of our 21st century material living. And as Gandhi quoted from of Elizabeth Seton, who was the first American saint, evidently, he said, "Live simply that others can simply live." Where does all this put us in our personal response to the challenge of living generously? How can we show love for each other, for our wider community, for those with whom we live, through service to one another? And there are many ways that we can love and serve. And a few of those are on the cards around church, which I invite you to look around after the service and perhaps have a conversation with somebody already involved in that way of service. But I think the challenge to us all is that we are to give of the first fruits of our service, the very best to God, not just the remaining time or possession, but the very best that we have. God is worthy of everything that we have and everything that we are. Let me read again that first sentence, which is the verse of the week. Mary took a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. And I'm just going to finish with us to ponder on that thought. Are our actions and our deeds spreading the aroma of Christ like Mary did with the nard? It's important for us to acknowledge that we indeed are the very aroma of Christ to the society, to the places, to the circumstances in which Jesus has put us. Mary's generosity to Jesus was a consequence of her relationship with him. It was not a mechanistic response, but one driven by deep love and emotion. What is ours? We have that opportunity to explore, to give of our very life from our heart, to serve God and to serve one another. Amen.